I lowered the volume just a little.
You realize we can hear you now?
I apologize.
I mean, we're gonna roll with the punches.
This is gonna be great on the Patreon.
We just roll with the punches.
I mean, you roll with the punches.
We're live now, so we roll with the punches.
And we live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, X-Fair. Welcome back, everybody.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's one of your hosts. It's your boy, Merc.
Merc.
And here's your boy, Oski in the mix.
In the mix. Tell him, Merc.
Guys, do we have one hell of a fun episode lined up for you this week?
We're going to talk a little bit about everything, especially our boy, Yamcha, for sure. Who's got a ripper boy.
He's really the strongest human.
You know what? Right. Okay. This was crazy. You guys are going to be freaking flipped out, tripped out on a ride for this one. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Let's fucking go.
And we're going to do an update on Comic Palooza, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, let's never forget.
Always. Let's go!
We had a little too much music.
That was a lot of filler. It was like Naruto, too much filler.
Facts, man.
Well, we got to work on our intro. Yeah. And we're live.
Hey, get back, everybody. How you doing?
Guys.
But yeah, man.
How do you want to start? Don't forget, we're going to be where are we going to be at?
We're going to be at Comic Palooza.
Where's it at?
George R. Brown Convention.
What date?
May 24th to the 26th.
That's right, guys. And we'll be performing there on Saturday, May 25th, which will be our first panel.
Yes.
At 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
That's right.
That is correct.
So make sure you bring me some
Western animation
Chick-fil-A.
Versus Japanese anime.
That's right, guys.
We'll also have our midnight hour panel that same day as well, correct?
Correct.
That's right.
Saturday night.
Yes.
Which
Comic Palooza after dark.
It's 21 and up only.
It's 18 and up.
18 and up only.
I love how you just made the other rule for
I just want to be safe, bro. I don't want to get diddied. Is that what the kids say now?
Yeah, come by and check out our panel. What's going to be happening Saturday at midnight? That's going to be awesome.
If after these awkward plugs, you still like us.
Hey!
Got the panel.
All right.
Facts. Yeah, man. That's I'm excited to see you guys there.
So that's just a brief tease. But you guys just want to jump right into it?
Yeah,
man, let's always jump it. Into it, bro.
So Chapo, I'm sorry. So X-Fair pulled up this.
Yeah, that guy got chopped up. AKA. Yeah, bro.
AKA.
Yeah.
They
caught the guy, but I can't be too safe.
It's always his other identity.
It's being known as Chapo.
The artist formerly known. There you go.
Now known as X-Fair.
Right.
He's now just a symbol, actually.
It's just a symbol. But
and ask him how you spell X-Fair, and he spells it with italic.
That's right. And the color's purple.
Great reference for all those guys who out there who know.
Rip to the goat.
This guy had talk. We love Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I love Dragon My Balls for sure. Dragon Balls.
Let's dig back into the Dragon Ball verse, into the Dragon Ball universe, and pull out one of our Dragon Ball topics.
Yes.
This one's actually an audience question.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for your messages. So people were asking. We love Krillin. We always say he's the strongest human.
Facts.
But what about Yamcha, though? Why can't Yamcha get some love?
Bro, my boy Yamcha was the first one to pull Bulma, bro. Like, come on, bro.
That's true.
First guy, bro. Straight off the desert, bro.
And he still makes Vegeta mad sometimes when Yamcha pulls up.
You think so?
Yeah,
you think he still bothers him?
That vein in his forehead kind of pops up a little bit.
Facts, bro.
Like, why does the X keep hanging around here?
I don't even think this is remotely nervous bone in his body.
It just makes him angry. It just makes him angry. Like, that vein just pops out.
Oh, man.
Yamcha, a.k.a. my boy
Rage. But because he knows Yamcha is him. Krillin is the strongest human, but second to Krillin, we're gonna say Yamcha.
And my boy Yamcha, man, like he's been there, bro. Like he's one of the guys that's been training like along. Then he trained with the god. What's his name? Kami-sama. What's his name?
He trained King Kai.
King Kai. Yeah, there you go.
That was along with Krillin. Yeah.
Did he ever train in the Timer Chamber?
Tien, Chaozu, Piccolo.
Chaozu, Piccolo. Krillin
was there as well. Yeah. Everybody died. Remember during the Saiyan.
Bro, oh, his technique,
yeah, Krillin was the only
bro,
one.
Bro, he had his own technique. Like, Goku had to learn from somebody else. My boy said, Wolfgang Fist, remember?
That was one of his, like, the first cool moves, I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, one of the first guys to rock a mullet and make it look sick, dog. Like, get out of my face, bro.
And
like,
he got the scar on his face?
Dog, come on, bro. Before 6ix9ine, it was Tien, bro. Man, sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract. That's my boy Yamcha, bro. Yamcha Tyson.
Yamcha Tyson said. But it's true, though. Like, you know what? If you think about it, Yamcha was even all the way in Dragon Ball, he was still doing something. I guess, what, all the way until Tien kind of came and then like,
yeah,
he kind of came back? Or no, it was Z. He dipped out in Z, right? That's when he came back when they called him. And he was still
in Z. I mean, no, he always showed up for every fight.
Yeah. No. He was at a baseball game. Remember when they called him?
Yeah, he's now a professional baseball
player.
Yeah,
he's like, which is smart. Yeah. Like, just, I mean, the man's smart, bro. Like, why?
Bro, he became a professional baseball player.
Bro, come on.
When there was when they had that baseball game in Super, Universe 6 versus 7.
They pulled him. They pulled him,
bro. Because of Yamcha that the game was won.
That they won.
But boy, got cargo for the Yankees, bro. That's sick, man.
He got the home run.
You know, he didn't get drafted for the Tournament of Power, but he got drafted for the baseball game.
Damn,
he
won
They won the battle. He won the war, you know?
For real, man. Because think about it. Like, whenever a Super started, when, wasn't it Beerus showed up, right? All the Z fighters are paid by Capsule Corp. Now my boy Yamcha got there and became a professional athlete, bro.
That's true.
Yeah
man. True. He's always been independent, hardworking. You know, like, I even love this pet, the blue thing, dude. Whatever the
Puar.
Bro, come on, bro. That's a sick pet, dog.
It's like, not a pet.
His buddy, whatever.
Yes.
My bad, it's fucked up because he was cool, man. I'm sorry.
It is Puar, right?
It is Puar.
It is Puar, yeah.
Puar. I forgot what he is. What the hell is
it's
he?
It's a shapeshifter. It's like a shapeshifter. Cat shapeshifter.
Yeah, man. Cat shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Before there was a Finn and Jake, there was a Yamcha and Puar.
Hong and Puar were the first, like,
facts. Yeah, it was so weird that they had that whole thing about shapeshifters.
Just random shapeshifters. Yeah.
And they were rivals. Like, oh, it's my rival.
Yeah.
And there was like a whole school of shapeshifting.
Dog.
And it was like Oolong sucked for whatever reason.
Yeah. And Akira was like, and I'll never touch this thing again.
You guys want a backstory on him? This is it. Nothing. Is it.
There's
never.
A school of shapeshifting somewhere in the universe.
That's a school of shit. I said, it's what you're gonna get.
Don't worry too much about it.
Just know Goku protects it. And
so they bumped into some of the Naruto characters on ninjutsu there, like the clone jutsu shit. Yeah. That's what they bumped into Naruto.
Yeah.
Plus, my boy Yamcha is eco-friendly. He don't need no car, bro. He flies.
Those key manipulations.
You know what? Even that, like, if you have to think of all the different animes where flying's actually a thing, it's not a lot. Like, and the ones you can fly in, bro, like, it's a big fucking deal. Yeah. Right?
Come on, bro. No,
like, I mean, not everybody in Dragon Ball could fly.
Nobody, can anybody not?
Master Roshi doesn't even know how to fly.
Nobody in Naruto.
Hey, that's true. I broke my heart now that he doesn't know how to fly.
Yeah, Roshi doesn't know how to fly.
He needed Nimbus.
He never learned the technique.
Yeah.
He's
got the turtle, bro.
He's got the turtle, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to travel through turtle, bro.
Well, he's got to travel through turtle. Yeah, yeah.
He sits in the turtle and the turtle. Well,
when he was worthy enough, he had Nimbus, you know? Because he had it originally. It was his.
Yeah, Nimbus!
He called it for Goku.
Yeah, for Goku.
But he became pervy, that's why.
That's it, remember, because he even told him, because he got tainted by the human world.
That's right.
But he was, that's all he knew. He's just like, but only those of pure heart are allowed to hop on in, bitch.
That's really good. Hey, man, that's really good.
that's your Russian.
Yeah, that's my Russian, yeah. But it's true.
Say some line about the turtle hermit way.
Say something about Bulma.
The turtle hermit way is sleep, eat, and plenty of exercise.
Say some pimp shit from him for Bulma.
Hey, sweetheart. I don't know. We
have the next Master Roshi.
I pulled a random Master Roshi out of my ass. That was funny.
But
anyway.
But yeah. Don't forget, boys. This will be my biggest, strongest Kamehameha wave.
Oh, bro. I'm so excited. What was that one? I can't even think. Anyway, we're going on a rabbit trail.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, sorry.
So Roshi's a goat too. But no, but Tien, you know, okay, so we got to give like, why do we say this? We got to give a scaling level for it, right? Well,
Yamcha. What about Yamcha's
so
power?
The backstory for this is in the afterlife after the Perfect Cell tournament, after Goku's dead, he's fighting PyCon. PyCon is then fighting this other like Hercules looking dude or whatever. And they look more or less at equals.
Because believe it or not, in the afterlife, they have a tournament there.
Yeah, the tournament in the afterlife for no reason other than like to say, I'm fucking dope, basically. Like, you know, that's it.
There's always got to be a tournament, bro. That's no it. Matter where you go.
For no reason. And then in the Buu arc, when everybody goes to the afterlife and everybody's training there, there's Yamcha taking on not only some other random martial artist, but he's taking on the Hercule level guy. Hercules level guy, and he's fucking slapping him around, one-shotting him.
Yeah.
It's 2v1, bro, and he's fucking easily slapping these guys around. So that just goes to show you that if
past,
that...
Past Cell, right?
Perfect Cell.
Past perfect cell. Yeah. This is during the Buu saga.
Previous Perfect Cell. Yeah. Not Ultimate Perfect Cell, but Perfect Cell at that point.
Is the middle of the Cell saga?
Well, remember, because after Goku dies, Cell does comes back as Ultimate Perfect Cell.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's because he has his Zenkai boost as a Saiyan.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's Ultimate Perfect Cell. That's where he gets the electricity and shit like the SS.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But
they didn't fight in the Tournament Power, no, right?
Who? Cell?
No, Yamcha.
Yamcha? No. It was in the afterlife.
That's right.
Yeah. But
this wasn't Z.
Yeah, but it was still cool because at that point you don't think about it like how much the power scaling. Because again, if Krillin could take on level Blue.
Fast forwarding all the way to Super,
you know, which doesn't, you know, again, my argument with the power scale doesn't make any sense.
If Krillin's on vacation off planet, you know,
I'm calling Yamcha next. Yeah. After Tien's one move that he uses,
Yamcha was willing to sacrifice.
Makongo Sapo.
He was the first one to step up against the Cyberman.
He was the first one to get a whole punch to him, just like your mother. You know what I'm saying? He was the first one to get one shotted, though, bro.
Yeah.
He got one shotted when they first found
him. That's the thing. He didn't get one shotted. He was about to beat the Cyberman, and the only word.
No, I thought you were talking about the Cybermen, like the androids. In the city, dog. He was the first one to find him. He didn't even get to yell help. They stop his ass and they fucking punch a hole right through his stomach. And you're like,
it's showing you that like he's the strongest, one of the strongest humans. If one of the look how they easily beat him.
Yeah, so it's because they snuck up on him, though. You know, they couldn't get a square.
That's the point.
That was the way to set up bad guys. You always set up the bad guys by they could beat one of the
Yamcha. So Yamcha could beat a regular. He could beat me, right? A regular human. So that's what's certain. Like, because they killed Yamcha so fast, they would squish like a bucket.
There are thousands
of people. Yeah. Threat. That's why it takes people like Goku in there to stop them.
Well, I'm thinking, like, what if Yamcha is so good they have to take him out? And the only reason. And the only way that he's died, bro, is over bitch ways like that. The Cyberman going kamikaze on his ass? Bitch way. When the android snuck up on his ass? When Jiro snuck up on his ass?
That's what I was saying. Is that what they're called?
Cybermen.
Yeah.
I know, but I thought you said Cyberman. And I was like, you mean androids. Now, in hindsight, I was like, Cyberman.
He beat the little cyber person.
You're right. Because they go, like, nah, bro, we'll fight him 1v1, but Yamcha, bro, we got to sneak up on him, bro. That boy is a madness, bro.
They crept on his ass. You know, he's like my boy.
He beat the cyber person, and, you know, the only way for the cyber person to win was by
kamikaze. Because
Vegeta was talking shit. Vegeta was disappointed. He was just like, fucking disgraced. So he gets mad. He looks at his ass, and he fucking hops.
Vegeta wasn't mad at Yamcha. He was mad that he wasn't chosen. And to be snuck up on. Yeah, because if you think about
it, bro. What if this whole thing is like the Star Wars universe? Star Wars universe, there's a theory that Jar Jar Binks is the ultimate Sith Lord.
Yes.
What if Yamcha is actually the ultimate, strongest, powerful being in the universe?
That's where they jump him.
He's so overpowered that's why he didn't get drafted for the tournament.
Oh. Easy. They didn't too easy. They knew.
That makes sense.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
The Yamcha is so humble that
he was waiting to get drafted. They were like, he can't. We're going to be broken team.
He has his own wishes, bro. He doesn't have two balls. He has seven. At the end of the day, he can make and grant his own wishes.
Damn.
And you know how...
It was Bulma that manifested Yamcha as a wish.
Dog, you know what's so terrible?
We don't know where Yamcha comes from. There's four universes that are stronger than the universes in the Tournament of Power. What if he's actually from one of those universes?
Damn.
Than all the other universes?
Damn.
Oh.
It's going to be the ultimate big bad at the end
of the day. It was always Yamcha, bro.
It was always Yamcha.
Like he was like Neo, the one always there.
Always Grand Shadows. Yeah. He's the one that sent the Saiyans to Earth.
He's
the one that unlocked Boo.
Yeah, I was going to say,
he's the one that set up the research for the Red Rocket Army for the androids.
The reason why Boo was so powerful and flexible is because Yamcha used him as a chewing gum. And because he survived, like, the constant, like, moling.
Like your mom.
He spit him out.
Right.
And he's like, if I can survive Yamcha, I can survive the Z Fighter. That's why he fucking was, no matter what they did to Boo, he was impossible to defeat. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I mean,
Boo is Yamcha's chewing gum. Is basically what he said. You know, there are four different seasons. No, actually, there's 12 different seasons in the Dragon Ball universe because of Yamcha, bro.
Facts.
You know, I like how we're like really pushing this whole Yamcha thing.
He's like Chuck Norris.
At the end of the day, we're like,
no, stop my boy short. All right, I didn't realize how much growth he's had.
Facts,
how
OP man. He really is.
He always was, man. We never give him his flowers, bro. Like, if you go to any universe, like the Avatar universe, he'll cook everybody. You know what I'm saying? He'll probably cook everybody in one piece, honestly.
Facts. That's why he didn't step up during the tournament. Look, if he would have went first in the self tournament, bro, he would, it would have been over.
Yeah.
You know, he gave Goku a shot. Yeah.
Like, in the end of the day, Goku should have been like, I can't beat you.
I can't.
Yeah.
And I cannot send my
Yamcha!
Son. I gotta send Yamcha. Here's the pill. Now you're gonna face Yamcha.
And Yamcha would have been like, give him another one, bro. He's gonna need it.
Yeah, give him the whole bag, brother.
Just say, go bro, ahead.
Just for me to step up.
Bet, let me take off my weights.
Oh, man. There's that random spin off manga, which I really wanted to read.
I died. I came back.
Oh, yeah.
I died. I got reincarnated as Yamcha, which is hilarious.
Bro, when you told me about this shit, that sounds hilarious.
Oh, I got a good question topic to put. Because I always thought it would be cool. I had like a dream, and the idea was like, what if you die and you were put in one of like these anime universes, like Dragon Ball or something? Like if you
Isekai,
you got Isekai as Yamcha, but you already know the storyline.
What anime verse do I want to get dropped into?
Yeah, like, say you got Isekai as Inosuke in Demon Slayer.
That'd be scary.
Well, you already know the storyline. You already know what happens.
Yeah. Oh, my stomach's gonna hurt.
You got Isekai in My Hero as one of the heroes, or Deku himself, but you already know the storyline.
Yeah.
Like, you say you're Yamcha. You already know what happens.
Yeah.
In Dragon Ball, like, you know, Goku's gonna fight Piccolo. Do you step up? And, like, you already know the weakness of Piccolo?
Oh, that's interesting.
Let's say you got Isekai as a side character. Do you become the main character since you already know how to beat the bad guy?
That would be dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Would I do it? Yes. Fuck yeah.
Would I change anything? I don't know, because I don't want to ruin the chance. I survive, because Yamcha survives at the end of the story.
Yeah, but if you alter the timeline,
I'll probably die. Yeah.
If you start changing things, all of a sudden you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
So how much do you alter the storyline that you know, or do you keep it
the same? But say a side character.
Do you protect the plot?
Do you protect the sacred timeline?
As Yamcha, do you make sure that Goku and Vegeta keep getting stronger, or do you find a way?
I hide Goku's heart pills, because like I have to hide them so Trunks can deliver to him. Duh.
Yeah. Do you collect Dragon Balls yourself, and you're like, as Yamcha, it's like, Shenron, make me a Saiyan. That's all you need to be a main character.
For all we know, he's done it a long time ago, bro. Like, what stopped him from
doing
that?
That's true.
Yeah, I just thought about that myself.
Like, that's a great, like, nobody's sitting there counting the wishes, you know, like, there's a big gap, like 7 years, you know, between like the Cell and Buu arc, you know, like,
so like every time I fight and lose and get beat to shit, I become stronger.
Or just give me a Zenkai boost every time I lose.
Every
you
time
make me a Saiyan, just
get defeated, I
my cock goes another 6 inches. Yes,
and
that's a lot of inches.
I gain whatever
so necessary.
Whatever is the counter. Like, if it's Superman that destroys me, I become Krypton. Does that make sense? Like
Krypton. Wow.
Whatever. Every time, like I'm just like somebody defeats me for whatever, I become what their weakness. That's what that's what I would have if I've always become Yamcha.
If pussy defeats you, do you become a dick?
I'm already the dick. Plus 6 inches. Because I said and.
Damn. So he does get a boost. That's plus 12 in one battle.
Again, thanks. I just grew another 6 inches. And I found your weakness.
You get mechanism. Just make sure not to fuck things up with Bulma.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, I'm not fumbling that bag. Not fumbling that bag.
I'm ruining Trunks' ever availability because Saiyan, bro.
Yeah. Hey, in some timeline, he makes it. Not in this one. Bro, if anything, I'm popping Goku right in the nuts just to fucking like get rid of that Goten. You know? I just want to get rid of Goten. Because then I don't feel bad. Because guess what? If he's not around, then there's nobody who ever misses a friend.
Even though Vegeta was pivotal in Namek Saga, Namek would not exist, because I would have like had him like kill Vegeta.
Could you imagine City Boy Vegeta? Like out there planting the seed and all the earth bitches. Ooh, bro.
If Vegeta doesn't get with Bulma, does he get with Android 18? Because Android 18 likes
strength. Oh.
I like how we're creating this whole universe.
She does, and he becomes a
we're
cup.
We're Yamcha, and we're like
Krillin.
We're making small changes in the universe.
A cyborg Saiyan. A Barbarian.
No.
A Saiyan with ultimate stamina.
No. I'm taking it a step further. Yes, but since she broke his arm.
But no.
Yes, but since Vegeta's already gotten fucked up with her by multiple times.
No, she broke his arm and then she breaks his dick.
Right. Remember, she she stepped on his shit. She first cracked it and then she stepped
plus
on
six.
It. Right. Right. Breaks the dick. Look, now he's a cuck. To who? To who? To Krillin.
And I'm your fucking weakness.
Yeah, bro. And he's in there. He's recording their OnlyFans.
took me a second.
Just to be the prince of all Saiyans, he says.
You were going down a dark rabbit hole, huh? That's why you couldn't get it out.
Bro, I can see, you know how girls have that trans strap in the back? The little butterfly?
Tattoo, yeah, the tramp stamp.
I can see Android 18 having the RR.
Little ribbon?
And then she gets to cover it up, and then she gets with Vegeta, and it's the Vegeta.
It's the same prince symbol. Yeah, the same prince.
No, V.
It's, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I thought he was going to put the M in that bitch, you know?
Either one would have been dope. Mine.
Mine.
What does the M stand for?
Mine. It's like, where would it go?
It wouldn't be in the Trump. It would be right there.
Right there.
This is Imagine 18.
Bro, that? Could you imagine that couple? Like, if Vegeta gave in, if they both went evil.
Yeah, because she got with Krillin and she became really good. But right. What if she got with Vegeta?
And became more savage?
Because you as Yamcha didn't fuck it up with Bulma.
Right.
And you decided to let 18 get with Vegeta and they became evil.
Mm.
And because you're controlling.
Worth.
Because you're making changes to the storyline because you know about the Dragon Ball universe. You're the one that can defeat them in the end.
Oh. That's interesting.
Man, we're really taking
press her button. Click. Boof.
Just reset the bitch.
Because you're the one that gave the Red Rocket the instructions, you got the self-destruct for her.
Yeah.
Krillin never made the wish to make her human. Therefore, she still gets her guts blown out. Pun intended.
Ooh. Bang. He never made the wish to make her human.
That's right.
And Vegeta kept her an android because that way she could take the...
The saying is...
The beating.
The training.
The adamantium hips came in handy.
Finally.
The upgrade was worth it.
That would be you as Yamcha, the mastermind. I mean, yeah, would you guys do it?
Yeah, in a minute.
I'm city boying it up. I'm fucking all the universes up if I'm Yamcha.
Okay, like, mind you, there's a chance that you fucking up with the timeline so much gets you killed. I mean, you're still a human.
But I got with Bulma though, right?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I would never walk away.
You do get with Bulma, but it's up to you how long you keep her because you
know, facts.
Now it's on you to not fumble the bag.
That's even harder.
When C comes around, are you the first sacrifice?
We're not past the Freezer saga with me, boys. We're not making it past the Freezer.
Freezer's destroying Earth.
I'm the last one to die. You want to know why? Because as soon as he was the first one to die, but fucking Bulma moved on. Like that.
Yep.
Like that, boy. Yep. All it took was him for, what, a year or two to be dead?
You make sure to send Krillin in first so he dies and you're the one that goes to Namek with Bulma. Facts. Because you haven't fumbled that bad.
And you're fucking blowing her back out the whole way to Namek while fucking Gohan watches.
Sir. Jesus.
Say homeboy. Do me a favor. Get this angle.
Hey, bro.
Lower.
Go on that side of the sphere.
Yo. Is there downstairs? You better follow one, boy.
Turn on the gravity so you can.
Let's go. Two times gravity.
We about to get this shit 10 times. You ready? You got your Switch?
Poor Gohan, bro. Gohan got traumatized and he could never beat Cell and Cell destroyed Earth. Gohan got traumatized and he could never beat Cell and Cell destroys Earth. That's where the world is.
Shit. Hey, look, that's where the world goes.
That's a good run.
I did it my way.
And with that note... Let's wrap it up, where are we going to be at May 24th through the 26th?
At Comic Palooza.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Where is it at?
At the George R. Brown Convention Center.
What dates?
May 24th through the 26th.
That's right.
And for those of you guys who don't know, that's Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
And right now, the CP 2024 app is live.
Yes.
So that's right.
Check out schedules, updates, guests, shoppings, maps. Basically, everything Comic Palooza is on the app. Right now, you can get it on the Apple Store coming soon to Google. If not, you can always check out the website and find all the details.
That's right.
Correct. Anything else, Papa?
Anything else for us?
Yeah, I mean, Mother's Day. Get your mom a...
Happy Mother's Day to your mothers.
I'll be seeing your mother later on tonight.
Make sure to give your mom a Comic Palooza pass.
If she sends you guys out for a movie or to go get dinner, that's just code for you guys to know that I'm coming by real quick.
Yeah.
And Comic Palooza is
going to be
packed this year. So if you're still looking to buy a speed pass, you can still get some of the speed passes. But
now,
Back to the Future speed pass is sold out.
Yeah,
John Cena speed pass is sold out.
Out.
The VIP passes are sold out.
Dude, that's insane.
I don't think I've seen the VIP passes sell out.
They're doing it big for Marty McFly.
There's no inflation.
It's really going to be one of the biggest ones. I'm really excited for Marty McFly and Doc Brown. Don't forget to check out that experience Saturday. I think it's at 3 p.m. You can buy tickets because they're actually going to talk about the movie, and then they're going to screen the first Back to the Future.
Get the fuck out of here.
You get to watch it with the cast.
How many times they watched it? You think they're tired of it?
Man, you think so? But it's such a great movie, though.
Like 40 years.
Yeah. And I'm thinking after the movie, they'll come back out and answer more questions, you know?
Because you don't need money. Actually, do. You fucking do.
Don't need change. And credit cards are required now.
If you don't have.
But it's no cash.
Don't need no credit card to ride this train.
You do.
You get a ticket if you don't have your card.
Because that's the power of love.
Power isn't free. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the WBM Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and stopping by. This has been one of your hosts. It's your boy, Merc. Make sure you guys are following us on our social medias and all of our other channels, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, at WBM_podcast.
And this is your boy, X-Fed. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us again. Just make sure you're following us on Spotify, Stitcher, our Heart Radio, Amazon Music, Apple Music, and all that jazz.
That's right.
And this is your boy, Oski, in the mix.
In the mix.
As always, check out the website, wbmpodcast.com. You can always check out all the episodes there. Now, in the episode description, there's going to be a link for you to send text messages directly to us.
That's right.
So click on that link, send a text message, and send us topics and everything else.
No dick pics.
There's also going to be a link for you to support the show. If you like what we're doing, you want more of it, support the show. Become a supporter.
Guys, we love you. We appreciate you. We'll catch you in the next one. Peace! See, that was good.